Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not here, so you'll have to listen tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's going to be with us. We're going to get started and do our birthdays right after the 420 song. We're closing the show out because I've got to hit the road and get up there to a very special birthday. Blackie Effing White is 70 years old today, and it's Pearl Harbor Day, so always remember, Pearl Harbor Day is December the 7th, folks, December the 7th. I know they don't teach you that in school no more, and they don't teach it to nobody, really. You know, it's like, oh, well, what's that, you know. But it used to be taught in school and things, so let's get started with our birthdays. It's like, well, damn, I ain't doing too good. Lost my damn lighter. Just cannot keep up with it. Friggin' lighter. That's a sign. Okay, the very first birthday we got today is Christopher Hooker. Happy birthday, Chris. Man, that's a good old buddy of mine there, Chris is. Appreciate you, Chris. Haven't seen you on Facebook in a long time. Hope everything's well and you're doing good in health. Ian Benos, happy birthday to you. Blackie Effing White, happy birthday. Cantu Christo, happy birthday, and Craig Heisner, happy birthday. That is my Facebook family and friends' birthdays. The weather, it's, I guess you could say it's partly cloudy, you know, with a 44 degrees, partly cloudy. You know, tragic. They said they've arrested two juveniles down there in Sevierville that done most of this damage down there. And it's like, man, I mean, what a tragedy. I mean, two young children, you know, young kids. I mean, you know, it's just sad to hear that, you know, two young people young little guys. I mean, you know, it's untold how old they are, but two young guys that, you know, tragically now going to be in, I mean, I'd say they're going to be in some trouble for a while, you know. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Yeah, Blackie Effing White, happy birthday, old man.
Yeah, I'm actually, just as I get through playing the song, I'm headed out the door and headed his way. And thanks to him. Because Ben Lacey goes on at 5, right exactly at 5, and I'm wanting to try to get up. And, hey, I'll even do some live. I'll do some live up there. I hope the building don't interfere with that. Sometimes you just never know. Thursday, high struggle to reach the freezing mark. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Thursday, like 17 or 18. You got to have your hot water and your cold water running.
Wow. Yep, sure will.
Because hot water freezes quicker than cold water. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did, Paula. A lot of people don't, but yes, hot water does freeze quicker. So, yeah, we have to run both hot and cold.
Yeah, and dripping don't work all the time either because the drips can freeze. You need a small, steady stream of liquid coming out of your faucets.
Absolutely, Paula. Now, I know y'all people ain't going to say, well, what about my water bill? Well, that water bill
ain't
going to be enough compared to that plumbing bill.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I don't like doing it because I don't want my septic tank just to fill up with water, but I still don't want my pipes to freeze and burst because then I'd really be shit out of luck.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and the thing about it is, usually when one person's pipe, it isn't just one person's pipe that usually freezes and busts, it's several people's. And then trying to get a plumber, you know, man, you could be days without waiting on a plumber.
Right, and I don't mind, and it's not that much increase in the water bill anyways, unless you got like 5 or 10 bathrooms or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's
like,
down to like 17, and the high's not even going to get above freezing Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. I tell you, though, I mean, I don't like the cold, but me and my boss today, when we were walking out to the vehicle, because I'd actually picked up her newspaper and forgot to bring it in, so she wanted to walk out to the vehicle with me to get it. And we seen a woolly worm, and it was just as brown as it could be.
So does that mean a cold winter or a lot of snow or both?
No, it means it's a mild winter.
I sure hope so, because my old body just can't do it.
Yeah, usually when they're real, real black, you know, the saying is if they're real, real black, it means it's going to be a cold, bad winter. But, yeah, I mean, and this woolly worm had no black on him at all.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, maybe we won't get it so bad down here either.
Well, that's what I was telling her. I said, well, you know, I mean, I don't like the cold, but I'll take the cold over the snow and the ice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll take that. I sure will. I'll take that. Oh,
but you give Blackie effing White 71 smacks on his ass and tell him it's from me and tell him he needs to do 71 bong hits.
71 bong hits.
We used to do that back in the day. A bong hit for each year you was born, plus one to grow on.
Right. Well, I've got a bunch of my tests set up. I've got 2 tests on the 12th of this month that I take. And then I've got a couple of tests in January, and I think I'll have all my testing done. My hemoglobin is still high, which he says the reason my hemoglobin is so high is because, I mean, he says the only way, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else would make your hemoglobin high, but he says it's coming from the smoking.
Well, I still question authority.
Is your hemoglobin ever high, Paula, since you're a smoker?
They've never told me it was.
Huh.
You know, and they know I'm an avid cigarette smoker and rather be a pot smoker all the time. If I had access to it all the time, I'd quit these damn cigarettes.
Right. Well, you know, he said that he had checked it 6 months ago, and he wanted to check it again today. I mean, again, and it's still extremely high. And he said what that means. Now, what he told me that it means is that the blood is really thick. And he says, what happens when your blood is really thick?
Then you clot.
You start clotting. Right, Paula, you start clotting.
Well, see, I'm clotting. I've got these surface blood clots, but they've never said anything about my hemoglobin stuff.
Well,
I'll have to ask them.
Yes, ask them about that, Paula, because it's like my doctor told me. He said I'm like a ticking bomb. Because, you know, those blood clots, here's something about those blood clots. You know, they can go to the inside the brain and give you a brain aneurysm.
They can do all kinds of bad shit. The ones that's the deep vein in your veins. See, mine are surface, mm-hmm. So they're not as life-threatening. But see, Gary Thornell had one that ended up busting in his lung a few years back. That's how come he's on the rat poison to send his blood out. And he didn't even know he had a problem until he ended up, because of that, and he almost died.
I'm going to put me a set date on trying to lay the cigarettes down and And I'm going to try one. They've got two different pills. I haven't done, because he told me to do, for me to do the reading up on the side effects and for me to make the choice. I can't take the patches. He refuses to let me have the patches because I've already tried the patches once and I was smoking on the patches.
Right. What about, like, they got a thing that my doctor did give me some for when I would, you know, it's like a little, it looks kind of like a cigar type thing, you know, with that plastic cap, and you put the nicotine in it, and you still get to suck on it like a cigarette. Because I like the sucking part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him, Paula. You don't know what it's called?
Yeah, well, I'll go back to the bedroom here in a minute and find out.
Yeah.
It's like a little, you know, a little plastic tube thing. It looks like the head of a one of those little bitty cigars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's the second part that I'm going to miss. And if I don't have like a bunch of pot, then.
I think it's the I think it's just the inhaling of the smoke for me. You know.
And
I just really do.
A straw and hold a straw all the time, you know.
All right. That's funny. Oh, my. I see some funny shit sometimes. Boone County has agreed to pay up to $800,000 in the death lawsuit filed by the family of Samantha Ramsey. Well, you know, and I agree with my cousin. The dude should go to prison. You know,
exactly.
Not only should you have to pay her family $800,000, but the dude should go to prison. He brutally shot that young girl fucking down, you know, driving in her vehicle, you know.
Right.
Just wrong. You know.
It's called Nick Cotrow Inhaler.
Right.
Got cartridges in a script.
Right. I mean, it's just like, a lot of people says, well, you know, she was 21 years old, she was under the influence and had weed in her system, and she wasn't obeying the orders the officer was commanding her to do.
That still ain't no reason to kill her.
That's what I say, and my cousin says if it went that way, she shouldn't deserve anything but what she got. You must have not seen the video. He walked up to the car while she was backing out. She put the car in drive and reverse several different times. He asked her to stop, and she did, and she didn't. And she didn't several times. He could have, at that point, got the license plate, went to her house, and questioned the kids at the teenage party, who were clearly would have told on her, and went to her house. But he chose to jump up on the car. He put his life in the hands of a 16-year-old girl, so she was only 16, a grown man, at which point he had to shoot her or risk his life. He should have handled it in a different way, but if he wanted to impose his will on a 16-year-old girl, oh, by the way, he was also involved in another lawsuit where he handled another situation wrongly also. I don't know all the details, but along the lines of excessive force. So this dude was wrong with police and should rot in prison getting pounded by the countless others. I'm sure he's falsely imprisoned. I'm sure he'd be falsely imprisoned as well. You know, and I agree. I mean, you know, these were all minor children. These isn't grown-ups. Well, you know, what do you think they're going to do? You know, they're going to run straight home. They're not going to take and run across the country into another state. I mean, they were all underage.
And they hadn't killed nobody or, you know, really didn't rob no bank or nothing.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like, my goodness. I mean, yeah, he did. I mean, I watched the video. I'm like, Dustin. I appreciate it, Dustin. I watched that video. He did, you know, the officer actually handled it in the way, wrong way. Jamie says weed stays in your system for a period of time. She could have smoked a week ago and the weed could have been in her system. And the alcohol takes at least 24 hours. Like he said, there's no real way to know how impaired she was after she's dead. I also agree that they could have been any of when we were younger. Kids are stupid. They don't deserve to die. He should have just followed her and had another officer go after her. And then if she ran and killed herself, it would have been her own fault. But as it stands, he killed her. He shot her 4 times excessively. One shot would have been enough for her to stop, don't you think? You know, 16-year-old kid, you know. Yeah. You know, and well, just because you're an officer doesn't give you the right to blatantly murder someone. Had this been someone who had jumped on the hood of a car to stop my drunk friend from leaving and I shot into her car and killed her, I'd be rotten in a jail cell right now. He tried to stop her to keep her from hurting herself or other people, and he killed her. That defeats the purpose, does it not? He scared every kid who witnessed it and deprived a family of their daughter for no reason. I stand by reckless, excessive, and unnecessary. Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jane.
I do too. Back in the day, like a long time ago, if the sheriff's cops a teenager drinking, they either took them home or they followed them home.
Well, get this.
No.
Kyle says, okay, she can't smoke weed and drive a car, but he's allowed to take Xanaxes and shoot people. He's prescribed Xanaxes.
Oh, man, Xanaxes. Well, I'll never, ever, 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 ever do that again because I got really stupid on fucking Xanaxes prescribed by my doctor along with their muscle relaxers, and they can take all that and stick it up their ass. Give me a joint.
Well, I mean, it's like, okay, officers are allowed to take Xanaxes while they're on the job and working and have Xanax in their system and they've got a gun.
Right, that seems like a recipe for a disaster. That looks like it's happened more than one time.
It's my understanding Xanax is like a nerve pill and things because of some type of a mental thing that you might be going through.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing with mental issues, you're not supposed to be around guns.
Right, and that's why they put me on the Xanaxes was because my anxiety and my PTSD and my bipolar stuff and on. And on the side effects, it made me mean and in another world and more suicidal. Give me a joint any day over all that shit. I refuse to be their guinea pig. I don't want I ain't doing that no more. Fuck 'em. Give me a joint.
Well, I had no idea the officer was on Xanaxes. I mean, I guess these people know because these people are right up there where it's happened at. That my cousin actually lives in that very same town. So it's like, damn. It's just crazy. I mean, Xanaxes, you know.
That pill needs to be taken off the market because it has caused more bad stuff than it has good stuff. And Zoloft is another bad one. They're all bad, but that's more bad than others.
Right. We're going to have to take a break. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Farley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We love that song, love that song.
Yes, I do love that song, and I love my CD that he sent me so I can listen to the whole thing. And Ronnie really likes that CD, too, Macintosh, my friend. The kick-ass CD.
Yeah, it is. Leonard Skinner is coming to with a special guest, Blackstone Cherry. They're coming to Corbin, Kentucky, April the 29th, 2017. Tickets are on sale October the 28th. I guess tickets went on sale. So April the 29th at the Corbin Arena at the Southeastern Kentucky Ag and Expo Complex. That would be a damn good concert right there. Be a good one. All right, folks, I've got to get ready and get my stuff, get ready to go. Good shit, ain't it, Paul?
Yeah. I've seen Leonard Skinner. That's a good concert, but it was like a long, long, long time ago, but I bet it's still going to be a kick-ass concert.
Yeah, I think it would be too, Paul. Well, thank everybody out there for listening in, sharing the show. Thank my pioneer, Paula, Western Kentucky manager of the Gatewood Legacy and the Gatewood Legacy Radio. What about that shit?
And I'm out of cards, too, just saying. I give my last one away today. Oh,
okay,
and I got commented today. I went in to apply for heating assistance because I qualify, and the lady in there, I met you at Calvert City, and it's like, okie dokie. She goes, I just wanted to say I admire you, and it's like, okie dokie. She goes, a lot of us want to be activists but don't have the guts to stand up and do it. And it's like, oh, well, thank you. I should have worn my K4MM shirt in here today then, huh?
Well, you know what, Paula? I believe she's telling the truth. I really do. I believe she's, a lot of people are just scared. They're scared if they stand up for it that they'll be arrested. And people just stop being scared. You got to stop being scared. You don't have to take it. You don't have to participate in the plant if you believe in the plant and believe that it might could heal your family or cure somebody or make somebody's life better. Say, for instance, somebody's on their deathbed. You know, I mean, I don't want that on my conscience that I couldn't make somebody's last days better because something's illegal.
Right.
You
and
know?
We shouldn't have to be on our deathbed either. If it gives me a better quality of life, or anybody a better quality of life to deal with all the shit that we got to deal with, then I don't think it's morally right for our government to say, no, you can't have it unless you're dying. Well, we're all dying every day.
Right. Stand up, people. Stand up for things. It might even save one of your own family members' life. You never know.
Exactly.
That's the way to look at it. Yeah. Love you, Pioneer Paula. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. I'm taking us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. And you give Blackie F. and White a smack on the ass and a kiss and a hug from me.
I sure will, Paula.
All right.
I sure will. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.